The Tennessee River Rescue is celebrating 25 years of volunteer involvement in keeping the river and watersheds clean. There will be a pre-party at Outdoor Chattanooga on September 21st to warm up for the Tennessee River Rescue on October 5th. I spoke with the event organizers Mary Beth Sutton from Caribbean Sea and Christine Bach from the Tennessee Aquarium to find out how to get involved with the Tennessee River Rescue. For 25 years now, the River Rescue has been going on. So this is a 25th anniversary.
Yeah, that's right.
Big deal. Quarter of a century of cleaning up the river.
Right.
It's amazing. What's really amazing is that there's still stuff to clean up, too. It's kind of sad, but we have seen things change a whole lot over the years, haven't we?
Yes. And at the beginning, there were larger things, you know, furniture and tires. The tires are going down. Yeah. I mean, we make jokes that, you know, we had sofas and couches, but people are becoming more aware. And we started off with one or two zones, and now we have 23 this year. So that's 23 places where there's a dumpster. People show up, gloves, bags, and work a little area along that place.
I think possibly you have less of the larger items because there's not as much access to the river. Now that there's the river park and these other public spaces, you can't just kind of drive up in the middle of the night and throw something off your truck as easily.
But even in the more accessible places, we're not finding it. So that's kind of nice.
Right. Kids are learning.
That's very good. Now, you have people that walk along the side of the river and go back into the watershed, into the creeks and such.
It's interesting to me that there's all these creeks and tributaries that run through Chattanooga. It's fascinating. North Chickamauga Creek comes down Tennessee River. South Chick, you find South Chick down by Lafayette. Just snakes its way all the way through. It's such a cool river to kayak and canoe. Citico Creek, we have a zone at Citico, which is like at 4th and Orchard Knob, and that's like 3 feet wide right there, and it snakes its way over and comes out by the rowing center where that really cool blue bridge is. I think it's kind of amazing we have all these creeks that run through Chattanooga. People might not even be aware of it, and then they end up on the Tennessee River.
The Chickamauga Dam probably holds back a lot of the smaller trash that might have been thrown in the river above the dam to come down. Mm-hmm. So immediately below the dam, what you're mainly getting is stuff people have thrown in the river below the dam or from the watershed that feeds the river.
Yeah, and what people don't really realize all the time is if you are littering on the streets of Chattanooga, it goes to the river. Everything flows downhill. And it could be on the side of Missionary Ridge, and it might end up in the river. So you're right. It's down below the dam. We're not getting stuff from Knoxville anymore, folks, or Spring City. It's all us.
Are any of your zones above the dam?
Yes. Well, you know, Harrison Bay, Booker T, Roaring Creek.
And even Cleveland.
Cleveland, we have two zones. And you know what's terrific is that some of the water quality folks that work in Bradley County come out and help the kids, high school kids. And then we have water quality folks from Signal Mountain as well as
Hamilton County Water Quality.
Hamilton County.
And we go check the tributaries and check the health of the tributaries for water quality at the same time.
So as many people as you can possibly gather to go out in one day and clean up as much as they can around the water and right up to the edge and possibly maybe ankle deep into the water
right.
to see what they can find.
And there's also boat zones where people will be in canoes and boats like the one provided by Clean Harbors, and they run up and down the river and get the big stuff from the sides.
I'm doing Coolidge Park Zone, and we have a couple of boats, and folks can go out on the boats and go to the shoreline that's hard to get to by walking. And so they work those areas with folks, with tools.
I know Ivy Academy has a whole bunch of canoes they're taking out in their new floating aquatic classroom, too.
That's what I heard. I think they may be at Saudi Lake or they may be in the marina where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, about how many people participated, and do you have an idea of how much trash you pulled from our water system?
Well, I don't. I know we had like 800, between 800 and 900 people, which is amazing to think that morning. All these other people are doing this at the same time I'm doing it. And as far as trash, I know that we had 21 dumpsters last year, and most of them got full. You can't take the tires to the landfill, and so you have to keep them separate. And what we do is we recycle those. So we take our tires to a separate trailer, and we recycle them.
On the Signal Mountain Zone, not this past year because it was fall break, and the kids didn't want to come during fall break.
Aww.
But this year they said they're coming back. But they did a lot of recycling of their trash, and so not as much of it ended up in the dumpster. So if they found bottles and cans, they took it all to the recycle center.
And see, that's great to learn what percent is recyclable, mm-hmm. and it shouldn't ever have been there anyway.
You know, the hard thing is once it's been in the river or creek and it gets full of mud, the recycle center does not want it.
That's right.
Yeah, it has to be clean.
So recycle it first. Don't throw it away.
The UTC sculpture class is participating in doing a sculpture out of recycled or found or collected items. The top six will be posted on the Tennessee Aquarium's Facebook page on the 21st, and people can vote on them. And so I'm real interested to see what they come up with. I didn't put very many parameters. I mean, it was just wide open, whatever they wanted to use, stuff they found on the river, collected items, recycled items, and such.
So these sculptures are being made from found and recycled items prior to the river cleanup.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So where will they be during the river cleanup?
We're going to put them in the IMAX theater. So they'll be on the second level of the IMAX when you're leaving the movie, but we're also going to be posting their pictures on the Facebook page so people can vote on them. Yeah.
Did they get a prize?
Yes, we have money for the top three positions, so that's kind of neat. And then the other positions, probably some other prizes, maybe passes.
So that gives great incentive to the art students here at UTC to not only get involved in looking around their environment and seeing what they can pull out of an environment that doesn't belong there, trash or recyclables, but it also perhaps helps them think a little bit about what their art can do to the future.
Right. The artists are giving us a message.
Now, if you want to participate in the River Rescue this year, being the 25th anniversary is a pretty big deal. I mean, once an organization or an event gets to that quarter century point, it's definitely worth celebrating. What are you doing different this year to honor the 25th?
We're having a party on the 21st, and we're having some great music. We're having Drew Sturkey and the Blues Tribe, as well as Denver Attaway, and some food and some good times right at the Outdoor Chattanooga in Coolidge Park, 21st from 1 to 3.
The cool thing is Drew Sturkey was there at the first river rescue.
We had a party after the first river rescue. We planted a tree at River Park. We gave out some prizes for best piece of trash, and the band was there then. And so they're part of the history of River Rescue, we think.
Now, if you want to participate, you can sign up for a specific zone. And if you want to participate in a group, how do you contact your organizers?
On the Tennessee River Rescue Facebook page, you can go there. You can see the various zones. You should go to the one you use at the river, the closest one to you, and all of the zone coordinators' phone numbers are listed. You can actually just show up that morning at 9 o'clock. But if you have a group, we like to know you're coming because we make sure we have your T-shirts. But certainly, you don't have to register in advance. You can just show up.
Everybody who helps gets a T-shirt. And this is the 25th anniversary T-shirt, and it's really cool.
Yes, it's designed by Bruce Plant that used to work for the paper here. And some high school students really need community service hours, and this is an event that qualifies for that. So all of the zone leaders have what you call verification slips, and they can show that they've been there.
That's a great thing to do with the entire family.
Yeah. With groups, a good place to go is like Harrison Bay or Booker T. Citico Creek is a good place as well.
So you can either go with a group, go with your family, go with your friends, or just show up yourself. But you need to know where to meet people in those zones.
All of the zones have a dumpster. They have a big banner. If you go to the website, TennesseeRiverRescue.org, or the Tennessee River Rescue Facebook page, under each zone it tells where we're meeting, as well as the phone number. So you have everything you need if you can see that flyer.
Three important dates to remember. Art students from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga will be presenting their work from found or recycled objects on the Tennessee River Rescue Facebook page starting September 20th, and the community votes for the winners. The pre-party celebrating 25 years of the Tennessee River Rescue is at Outdoor Chattanooga on Saturday, September 21st from 1 to 3 p.m., and the Tennessee River Rescue is Saturday, October 5th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Follow the links from the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to learn more about all of these events and the Tennessee River Rescue. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.